shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendrick.
He put out a statement saying Pope Benedict XVI was, quote, hurting people in the name of Jesus because he did not support promoting the use of condoms.
I think one of the most interesting things, though, was, you know, that what Gawker caught in the AP photo. And
really listen, certainly, we're excited. Obviously, we're honored to bring this back to New Orleans and as a coach.
Sir, my name is Brian Krause. I'm 27. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Bleeping retarded.
World famous Phil Hendrick Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take you through the looking glass. The Alice in Wonderland. By the way, Tim Burton has a new film, Alice in Wonderland, coming out. How do I know? Because I watched the Super Bowl, and I saw all the commercials. I saw the Betty White, and I saw the, by the way, Abe Vigoda is alive. That wasn't a CGI. 877-876-PHIL. Anyway, welcome to the program, the Alice in Wonderland of talk radio, the Phil Hendrick Show. World-renowned, groundbreaking, world-famous. You'll find out why. You cannot listen to one. It's like a Lay's potato chip. You can't just eat one. You can't just listen to one show. You think you got this show figured out? Forget it. 2 weeks, minimum. 877-876-PHIL. The pro-life Tim Tebow ad aired yesterday, as you know, in the Super Bowl, and feminist groups say it glorifies violence against women. And you got to hear this one. And a girl gets arrested for doodling on her desk in school. She's dragged from the school in handcuffs. And we're going to inaugurate a new feature here, by the way, called bad reporting. See, you know how there's like a news story, there's a murder. And there's a news story, a guy gets elected. And there's a news story, a woman is attacked. And there's a news story, a place is robbed. Our new news story, bad reporting occurs. Here's another instance of bad reporting. This should be a headline. Another hatchet job done by a New York paper. More sloppy reporting done in Los Angeles. So we're going to have that as a feature on our show, too. So you will know that when you hear a big story, is it a big story? Or is it just some lazy slob of a reporter looking for an angle because somebody's going to read someone else's writing and not his bad stuff? 877-876-PHIL is our number. Starting things off here this evening, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. And we're going to be discussing it here this evening with a gentleman who has been living here in the United States now for the last 3 years. He is a resident of the U.S., but originally from Egypt. Raj Fanin is the director of the Office of Policy for the Muslim Political Alliance in Washington, D.C. And before I say anything to you, Mr. Fanin, did you guys dig yourself out from the snow?
Oh, thank you. It was quite a scene. We woke up to on Saturday, you know, and my son said he could not see anything but the snow.
I saw the reports, and you guys were like, how many, what did you get, 3 feet?
It's 2.5 feet.
2.5 feet.
About there's 31 inches. But it was unusual. It's the most snow this city has seen. I think, perhaps, I believe it, they said.
What was that? They said it was a record breaker.
Yes, sir.
And I saw it. So you guys are okay, huh?
Well, it was, thankfully, this has lots of snow plow and salt the road, you know. But it was full early morning, but thank God it was a Saturday, you know.
Yeah, nobody out on the roads. We watched the Super Bowl yesterday, and it was quite an exciting Super Bowl for a lot of reasons. One was the fact that the New Orleans Saints had never even been in a Super Bowl, came in and won against all odds because the Indianapolis Colts had been there. And I wanted you to talk with us about the Super Bowl and what it represents to you and to those of you who live in the immigrant, albeit a sort of quasi-diplomatic immigrant community in Washington, or just the professional community in Washington across the country.
Well, for me, and I watched this with my family, and we also had some people, these people that we know in the neighborhood.
And where do you live, by the way?
We live in Arlington.
Okay, Arlington.
Yeah. And also, I lived in Alexander. I live in Arlington, and we work primarily now in Arlington, Virginia, yes.
Okay, so you're watching the game?
Yes, I watched the game, and New Orleans win, to me, it's a great statement. It's an exciting statement, and I know that everyone was very happy, and we saw the terrible trial and tribulation of the people, this beautiful American city at New Orleans, and that they win the Super Bowl. The football championship was a good feeling for everyone, I think, and for President Obama, and for his policy. And Indianapolis, you know, to lose, is more a middle America and more a mainstream, you know.
Uh-huh.
And perhaps more conservative, they say, or more George Bush, or more Republican. And I think it's clear that this Super Bowl shows the American people are turning more and more towards this, the Obama liberal, not liberal, but more progressive, or even just to say more Obama, you know.
Well, you're talking about the New Orleans Saints winning a Super Bowl over the Indianapolis Colts. It has nothing to do with President Obama or with President Bush, per se.
No, but the player, you know, if you look at the players and they play the football game, are more, New Orleans Saints players are much more inspired by President Obama.
Uh-huh.
And President Obama represents the resurrection of New Orleans, you know.
Okay.
And President Obama represents the race. He is a black man, and New Orleans has a great many black people. And so he represents the constituency, the people, you know, of New Orleans. And so the players, they work hard, you know, they try hard.
Well, you're not saying that the Indianapolis Colts were not trying hard.
No. But they did not have as much to play for. Not to say they did not have as much to play for, but they did not. He was not as inspired to play as good, you know, as the New Orleans Saints.
Now, you're saying that the New Orleans Saints were inspired to play better because they represent Obama?
Yeah, well, the city, and by extension, of course, the team is going to represent.
But in football, like you come from Egypt, I know, Mr. Finane, you have your foot. We call it football here, but I know real football is what we call soccer, right?
Oh yeah, soccer. Yes, is the football.
But you have sports teams. The performance of these teams is not necessarily reliant upon the political. Power, is it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not you. No, though in America, though, you know, if you look, this is significant. In Egypt, it's a different dynamic. In America, look, you see at this moment, President Obama, his popularity is down, and yet New Orleans Saints come into Super Bowl, they win because New Orleans is a President Obama. They are a fan of President Obama. That New Orleans survived this Katrina because of Obama, and that New Orleans comes back, you know, from the policies of George Bush, and they beat the team that represents George Bush, the Indianapolis Colts.
But what I'm saying is you're tying the New Orleans Saints win to Obama and the Indianapolis Colts loss to Bush, you know, and the fact that two teams get out on a football field.
I know about sport. I understand sport. I'm not as conversant of football as you, but I understand sport. Believe me when I tell you, this football team, New Orleans team, is not going to win unless they believe in President Obama and in his policy for New Orleans and for America. They would never win. Indianapolis laid down because of Bush, you know. And
now, wait. When you say laid down, that has a very specific meaning.
No, I know that, but if you look at these bastards in Indiana...
And you know, Mr. Finane, when you came on the show once before you used the word bastard, I know it to you, it's not an offensive thing.
No, I know that. I apologize. It's me. But it has no offensive meaning.
No, I know it to you it means man, but you call people bastard, it has a kind of a negative here?
No, but I want to educate your audience. I'm a Muslim, and it means it's not anything bad. It means man or guy, you know. So I say the Indianapolis Colts, you look at these bastard Colts. They lay down on the job.
You got to hold on here.
No, you understand.
No, you got to hold on here. When we say someone's laying down, we are literally saying they're throwing. Do you know what I mean by throwing?
Well, that they don't want to win.
Exactly, yeah. So when you say the Colts laid down in the game.
I misspoke to the extent I'm not saying they lay down because they didn't win, but I said they lay down because they knew that Bush... The policies of the Republicans were not good.
And so, but what has that got to do with them playing football?
Because they have nothing to inspire. They have nothing to inspire. So the court, Indianapolis court, they lay down, or not lay down, but they're not devoted to winning because they know they don't have, they're not inspired by Bush, you know. But New Orleans Saints, they go onto the field, they go, we are the Saints, you know. I thought my son said, who that? You know, thought, my son said, who that, you know.
Yeah, who that going to beat the Saints?
Right, they are inspired because of President Obama. And because President Obama helped bring back New Orleans with Katrina and this, you know. But this bastard, I don't mean to say bastard, but the cult bastard, as when I mean, is the guys in the cult, you know.
Yeah, and I'm just telling you, when you call somebody a bastard in this country, it's a negative.
No, but in my country, it's not. So I see the cult, these bastards lay down on the job, you know. They, I'm not saying they lay down. I'm saying they just... not took a dive, you know.
But see, you have to be careful, Mr. Finneen. All of that means they threw it, which means it's illegal.
No, I don't mean that. But these bastards laid down because they knew they had no shot, you know.
All right, we're going to take some phone calls, and I want to come back, and I want to explore this a little bit further with you. The phenomenon of the Super Bowl, Raj Finneen has joined us. You're saying that the New Orleans Saints won this game primarily because they were playing it for President Obama, his policies on rebuilding the city, more of a liberal, fans of a liberal president, and they were inspired by him, and the Saints couldn't win because they were inspired more by Republicans?
Yes, but they represent Republican, you know. And you look at the bastard, this guy, look at this bastard, Peyton Manning, he throws this interception, and my son, he knows more about it, but he throws this interception, I thought, he threw an interception to this man. This bastard, you cannot say that the policies of George Bush were winning when this bastard throws, you know, this interception.
And again, to call a guy like Peyton Manning, who's an American sports hero, a bastard.
You know, but yesterday, a classic fight between blue state and red state. It was conservative Indiana versus liberal Louisiana at the inspiration of Obama. The blue state one is what I say.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Raj Finneen, director of the Office of Policy for the Muslim Political Alliance out of Washington, D.C. The victory of the Saints yesterday in the Super Bowl was a clear victory for Obama policy, and the loss of the Colts a clear loss for Republicans. Red state versus blue state. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with Raj Finneen in a moment.
Phil Henry. Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we are joined here by Mr. Raj Finneen. He is with he's the director of the Office of Policy for the, take that, close the window, man, or something there, but he is the director of the Office of Policy for the Muslim Political Alliance in Washington, D.C., and we're talking, among other things, about the Super Bowl and watching the Super Bowl yesterday. You've got a clearly, Mr. Finneen, you've got a very, very specific view of this game being somehow an expression of American politics.
Well, you know, if you look at this this bastard's Indianapolis Colts, this is Peyton Manning. Everybody says he's a big superstar, but this bastard threw this interception, you know.
And I understand, sir, and you're using the word bastard. I'm telling you that it's offensive to Americans.
I understand, but I'm educating American. It's not, you see.
It's not in Egypt, though.
It's not in Egypt, but it does not have to be in America either. It just means that, hey, this guy.
All right, what about Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning is representative of the Bush, the Republican, because of Indianapolis. And look at what this bastard did. He throws an interception that puts a 7 point on the board. Now, you can say, what has it got to do? I will tell you, this is a red state versus blue state. This is classic red state, Indiana. In the last minute, they blew it. They blew it, you know, like I've heard your man say, they blew it, you know.
And yeah, Robert De Niro.
Right. The red state, which is Indiana, now blue state, Louisiana. And what did they do? They won their Super Bowl. And to me, that's a victory of Obama over these bastards.
Let me ask you something. Is Drew Brees a bastard?
I am not familiar with the New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans Saints. Is he a bastard?
Yeah, but I'm talking now about Colts. That's all. Those bastards took it. They laid down and took it, really. And my son, Todd, you remember Todd, right? My son said they laid down to take it.
All right, you guys have got a bad understanding of American colloquialism. You may think that the word bastard means just guy. Here in America, it's offensive. And using a phrase like the one you just used is quite offensive.
No, but you don't understand.
No, I understand, Mr. Finney, but in America.
Yes, but in Egypt, I'm trying to educate your audience. It's not. Americans think it is, but it's not.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're talking here with Raj Finney about the Super Bowl yesterday and the victory of the New Orleans Saints over the Indianapolis Colts, which he says is clearly a victory of a blue state over a red state, of Obama policy over Republican policy. 877-876-PHIL. In Willow, Arkansas is Julie. Julie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Actually, I'm calling from Willow, Alaska.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
No, I just want to, I don't know who that guy is or where he came from, and honestly, I really don't care, because for him to be on the air calling our American football players bastards is a little unnerving. Those are great American heroes. They work their butts off to be where they are, and it has absolutely nothing to do with politics. I don't care what country it's okay for you to run your mouth in, but in our country, it's not okay, and that's where you're at.
Well, you misunderstand. I'm not insulting your player. I think they're a good player. The word bastard in my country means just guy. It does not offend. It's not offensive. You see.
Okay, so tell me what's something that's offensive in your country. Is it okay for me in America to say something that's offensive to you in your country? No, it's not. I would never go to your country and say something like that, and I don't appreciate you saying something about our great American heroes.
Well,
those guys are
first of all,
heroes.
I'm talking about Peyton Manning. He lives in Indianapolis, and you are in Alaska, and there's no football there. I don't know.
Well, they have football fans in Alaska. They have college football in Alaska.
It doesn't matter.
Why do you care about this bastard in Indianapolis and you live in where? She's in Alaska, yeah?
Alaska, yes. She's in America, the United States of America. Football,
and that's
American
maybe
sport.
What you don't understand from the country that you're from. We are patriots. We are Americans, and we stand by our great American heroes that work their butts off to be in the Super Bowl. Whether they win or lose, got there, and they are our idols. We do not need them to be called bastards, and I don't care if it's offensive to you or not. You need to watch your mouth in our country.
I'm explaining to you, it's not offensive. To say Peyton Manning, this bastard, laid down and took it.
Do you understand, sir, Mr. Finney, to say that Peyton Manning, this bastard that laid down and took it, is an offensive thing in America?
I understand this, Mr. Finney. I would not.
And
I understand. I'm trying
to say
to you,
on top of that, the
no,
Super Bowl has absolutely nothing to do with politics. Are you out of your mind?
Excuse me. Do you think this is you think it's a coincidence that the Saints win
You're
the
damn
Super Bowl
straight.
When the I got some comic books for you to read. Let me tell you something.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, you're from Egypt. How many football fans
We have a great many football. We play soccer, as you call it, and we have millions of football fans. You crazy? Are you high?
I'm not high, and I'm not crazy.
Well,
We play soccer here, too.
Narcotic.
And I'm all about the World Cup, but I would never go calling your players bastards, and I would never blame it on your politics as to who won. Who wins the game is who has the better team and the better strategy.
Exactly, the better team.
Yes, but they were inspired by Obama to go to play good, and Indianapolis had nothing. They had the Republican, and that's nothing to inspire them, see? So that when the Saints come out and they play and they win and everyone says, God bless President Obama.
I didn't hear anybody say that.
Assuming that politics is important to everybody else as it is as important to you. That's what you're assuming
No. I'm telling you it is. And when I say to you that this guy
you are assuming that because that is
but
not...
But you don't really know.
Phil Hendry.
This man said that...
Welcome back here. The day after the Super Bowl, the night after the Super Bowl, we have with us the director of the Office of Policy for the Muslim Political Alliance in Washington, D.C., is Raj Fadin, joining us. We are talking about the Super Bowl and this theory that you've proffered that the Super Bowl really represents what's happening in America, that the Saints winning is the success of President Obama, and the Indianapolis Colts losing is the failure of Republican or conservative policy. And I think it doesn't make any sense to Americans to tie politics so closely to sport.
But you know, Phil, I love America because of the dialogue, you know, the talking. People love to talk, you know, and mix it up, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it's America must be, you know, if the New Orleans Saints win. Now look at New Orleans and Katrina. This bastard in New Orleans. The coach is a white man, and the bastard, the coach, Indianapolis, is a black man.
And again, I have to tell you, I don't like the word bastard.
No, I know this, but you don't understand that it's not offensive in Egypt. I'm trying to educate your listeners.
I know, you're trying to educate my listeners, but it's offensive here.
But the point I want to make is the bastard, not if you don't want me to say, but this bastard, he coaches Indianapolis black. And I said to the National Football League, if the black coach could be in New Orleans, this would be all the better. For this great story. But the bastard, the coach, New Orleans, is a white man, you know. So it's not the best story, but it's a good story. And I hope it's one that will be spoken of as a victory for President Obama and all of the things that he did. And, you know, we went to...
All right, let me get a phone call, and you can tell. I know you want to talk about the Super Bowl party. I think what you just said there is that because Sean Payton, the white head coach of New Orleans, is white, the victory of the Saints wasn't as sweet as it could have been.
Not to say that this bastard's not a good coach, you know, but to say it just would have been sweeter, a little bit sweeter if the black face, if this bastard, the coach is Indianapolis, this black bastard is on...
All right, sir, I got to interrupt you because the word, you got to understand.
Would you understand it's not offensive?
Would you understand that it is in America, is what I'm trying to tell you?
But in Egypt is not, I'm trying to educate.
You're educating me to what, sir? That in Egypt the word bastard is okay because it means just a guy? And
it's like the party, you know, I saw these pigs. You might say pig means something mad, right?
Yes.
These are my friends. They eat, the Americans love to eat, so I call them pigs. But I don't mean anything bad.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fadin as we talk about the Super Bowl, and Wendy is on with us. Wendy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fadin. Go ahead.
Yes, he's a very poor representative for whatever institution he's representing. He knows what you're trying to tell him. He's doing it to anger people, and he's being very, very insulting.
No, ma'am. Very arrogant.
Oh, very arrogant. And also, if I were to offer you my left hand or show you the sole of my foot, you would be offended. And I know that. Because I have lived in your country, and I have been in the Middle East. I started in Pakistan as a child. I understand what is offensive. I would never, ever continue.
Do you lay around all day in a scab with your foot up in the air? Yet you continue to do so.
So, and to equate race with a great American institution like football.
Wearing a dress with your foot in the air is not ladylike.
What are you talking about?
And you're being a gentleman. And you are a gentleman? I doubt it, sir.
If you are wearing a dress and you have your left foot stuck up in the air so everyone can look up, you call that ladylike?
What?
I'm telling you that you are not a gentleman. You are continuing your behavior, knowing it is offensive. knowing it is upsetting people,
no.
under the guise
well, I'm
of
saying,
education. We know that you don't care about whether we are offended or not. And Phil, when are you having this guest off? Do you have someone else tonight? Or
oh,
do I need
does
to change
does
the
this lady, does this lady control your show, Mr. Hendry?
Well, he's been on our show before, ma'am.
Why do you listen to you like a baby crawling to the lady?
And excuse me, I'll talk to her.
You don't need to speak to a woman like this.
I'll talk to her, thank you. He's been on our show before, and we were talking politics, you know.
Is that okay, Mama? Mama, is that okay?
Hey, Raj, let me do this, okay?
No, but you see this lady, you treat her like she's your mama.
Oh, I got under his skin, didn't I?
No, you, lady, treat people like you're their mama.
Okay, look. I appreciate your points of view, Wendy.
But she doesn't understand the Middle East. That's the bottom line.
No, I think she did. She said that she grew up there. Wendy, appreciate your phone call. 877-876-PHIL. She said she lived there as a child. And
no, but you see, Mr. Ndaya, this lady wants you to get rid of the Muslim and put a Christian in my place. That's what she wants, you know. And I think that kind of bigotry is typical. For a great many, thank God that I've met so many Americans who are so willing to accept the Islam and the possibility of Islamic law in your country, that perhaps someday there could be Islamic revolution. I don't know. But thank God there are so many Americans that are willing to, you know, we get together sometimes and say that this bastard paid that money, he might have laid down for it, but the Americans are going to lay down and take it to, you know, for Islam, but not in a negative way. And
oh, no, not in a negative way. Not in a negative way at all, no. America's going to lay down and take it for Islam, but not in a negative way.
Well, why are you all of a sudden, you know, getting, you're bugging a little bit, you know?
What do you mean I'm bugging? You're telling me that lady is a bigot. You've been on here, Raj, talking about football being an expression of a political point of view of the American people, that somehow the New Orleans Saints were able to win the game because they were inspired by President Obama.
I think you're going to find, if you talk to this average bastard out here, and you talk to the average bastard...
And please, again, the average bastard, the average American, is a much, much better thing to say. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Linda. Linda, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fadin. Go ahead.
Hi. First time I've listened to
you. No, I said the average bastard is not
but
the
best. But I sure
yes,
don't understand
is.
This man talking. He should know that you want to be treated as you treat people as you want to be treated. So he should call himself the B word if he wants to call other people. And does he know Archie Manning, Peyton's dad, is from New Orleans, was a great football player, and Peyton Manning
Ooh.
Is from New Orleans, and it's not his fault he's playing for the Colts, but he's a great player.
Well, Peyton Manning, I did not say he's a bad player. I said that he laid down for it.
No, but
he didn't lay down.
And a B word is the worst thing you can call somebody. You call somebody that, and they'll knock your head off, buddy. I'm telling you that. I got to train
no, but they don't have.
You don't call
they don't have to.
That.
They don't have to.
You're
they can
the
understand.
States, you talk to people the way they want to be talked here. When you go home, you talk the way you want to talk, but you don't talk that way here.
All right, but like for instance, no, I tell you, yesterday
you know,
we were at the Super Bowl party.
Don't give me any of your garbage.
And what do you mean by B word? I said bastard. I didn't say B word. You said B word. I didn't say B word. I said bastard.
Jesus says love everybody, so love everybody.
Let me explain. Let me explain Jesus to you. First of all, Jesus came here to say that he loves Allah.
All right. I don't want to hear about your religious point of view. Okay, do you understand that? I don't want to hear the religious point of view here, Raj, because what you're telling me, when you start to get into religion, now you're really off base.
No, but Jesus, he came to say that Allah...
No, he did. That just don't go there. Understand?
Well, she said B-word, which is bitch. I didn't say B-word, bitch. I said bastard. And, you know, as a joke, what did you say yesterday? Jesus is a saints fan. Yeah. And... a lot of Catholics in New Orleans, too, you know. But the pigs we saw yesterday, I wanted to tell you about these. And
I'll get to the pigs, because you're talking about friends of yours.
Oh, yeah, very good friend.
And they're pigs.
No. My son said, Daddy, how much do you think? You think Americans got enough to eat today? Because we are looking at them eat and going over to the Super Bowl buffet. you know.
Uh-huh.
And just eat, you know. And that's when Todd says, do you think these pigs have enough to eat? I laughed, so I had to put this tissue to my nose, you know.
Okay. That's an offensive word, too.
You've told me this, but I tell you, in my country, it's not.
In your country, it's not. In America, to say your friends are pigs is actually offensive. 877-876-PHIL. Jason in Queens, New York tonight. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey.
Well, you don't get it.
I get it fine. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to let Mr. Faneem know that politics has nothing to do with sports. The point of the Super Bowl is to see who is the best team. It has nothing to do with them believing in Obama or in Bush. That won't make them play any better.
Well, then why do you think the New Orleans Saints win this game? Because Obama
on that day,
helped the city of New Orleans with the Katrina cleanup.
On that day,
what
they were a better team. That's why they won. It has nothing to do with Obama or anything to do with if they're come from a Democratic state or a Republican state.
They were the better team because of Obama. And
you're not listening to what this young man's saying. They're a football team. When they go out on the field, they're not saying, let's win this one for Barack Obama. You know.
But I'm saying because Obama helped the city, it becomes a part of it's a subtle change, you know. And the Colts, you don't deny the Colts come from Indiana. Do you deny that?
No, I don't deny that.
Okay. And do you deny that the Saints come from New Orleans? Of course you don't deny this, do you?
No, I do not. At all.
Indiana went for McCain. And
oh, come on, man.
Whoa. Indiana went for McCain. Louisiana goes for Obama. And guess what? Oh, smoked Super Bowl 43 or whatever. And this is my point, not to say this bastard is not a good man or she's a pig or anything like this. Because I love all people, you see.
But, I mean, I understand your point saying that maybe Obama, he could have been a part of raising their morale in the city that they're from and helping. But, I mean, I don't think it would have been any different. I mean, the result of the game wouldn't have changed if, say, that would have happened in Indiana.
Indianapolis, if it happened in Indianapolis, if the city of Indianapolis had been underwater from a flood and McCain was president, New Orleans would still win.
Okay, so that you're basically saying that New Orleans is a better team.
No, I'm saying that McCain would be a bad president.
All right, Jason, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we'll be talking here in just a second. Raj is going to tell us a little bit, I think, about the Super Bowl party he went to with his son and his wife yesterday, and we'll be back with him. 877-876-PHIL. Did Obama inspire the Saints to win the Super Bowl? That's what Raj Faneen is saying here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Phil, world famous Phil Hendry Show here, and we have Raj Faneen and his son Todd on the line with us for just a couple of minutes, and we're talking about the Super Bowl. Now, I know you guys went to a Super Bowl party, and some people are finding it very unusual for us to be talking about sports when you're essentially on the program to talk about politics, you know? Raj?
Because of the Muslim Political Alliance, we look to lobby for issues that are of preeminence to the Muslim American, Muslim immigrant community.
Right.
And yesterday, the Super Bowl spoke a very, very big volume to this possibility that Obama and his policies help the people of New Orleans.
I understand that. All right.
But they see these bastards that call your show, you know.
Okay, they're bastards, huh?
I don't mean anything bad by this.
But you keep on saying it, even though people say that it's a bad thing.
I think most people, my experience is this. They love to meet someone from another country because they want to learn about other country. Americans have always wanted the respect of the world. And so I'm here to say to them, if you want my respect, then listen to what I teach you.
Okay.
So tonight you have these bastards call your show, and they say, oh, no, you know, it's got nothing to do. These bastards, I listen to the sports. I listen to the sports. I listen to this, play-by-play.
Okay.
And I listen to the bastard talk about New Orleans Saints is this and this and that and this and that. But never do I hear these bastards talk about the political inspiration. For once, I'd like to hear one of these pigs say that it was Obama that inspired, you know.
Now, you've just used the word bastard, and now you've used the word pig. But you say that's about...
Listen to me. Listen. Please listen to me. Please just shut your mouth and listen.
And to tell me to shut my mouth is another thing that is considered offensive.
But Americans want the respect of the... I don't know if you listen to the people that call your show. Do you listen?
Yes, I do.
Then you know Americans want the world respect. You know this, right, Phil?
Yes, I know that.
Then please, Phil, just shut your mouth. Okay?
Yeah.
The pig that eats, this is an American at the Super Bowl party. I like to call it Super Bowl party more than Super Bowl. My son was the one who said, don't call it the Super Bowl, call it the Super Bowl. Because of these pigs, you know. You know what I mean by pig?
You're telling me that pig is a friend, any friend that comes to a Super Bowl party at your house?
It's a friend of yours that is eat. He's never stopped to eat. Eat, like there's no end, you know. And that's why Todd said, you think these pigs have had enough? I said, I don't know, you know, keep your eyes open, keep your eyes peeled, you know. So this is these pigs were at the Super Bowl party. Now, I watch Bassett. Go back for more of the dip. Then I watch another pig go back for more of the cold cut. And another pig and another pig. And the pig, it's like a pig parade, you know. And I said, do you think these pigs have enough to eat? So I look at that. I say, am I going to tell America not to eat at the Super Bowl? What do you think I do, Phil?
Mr. Finneen, I think you'd do anything. I think you would tell them not to eat at a Super Bowl.
Why would you say this?
Because you've been doing nothing but telling people what to say and what to feel as Americans. You call us pigs, and you tell us that...
No, I did not call you a pig.
You said anybody who's overeating at a Super Bowl party is a pig. Anybody, just any guy's a bastard. And that if you think that you would... Do I think you'd tell people what to do? Of course I do. That's all you've been doing.
I would never do this. I'm offended that you...
Well, you think that I'm supposed to accept the word pig every time you talk about some guy that's eating at a Super Bowl party. Let's go to Mark in Augusta, Georgia. Mark, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Raj Finneen. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I must say I'm quite upset right now. I wanted to say that the reason this person from the Middle East is using inappropriate language is that the people from the Middle East will argue and argue and argue and fight over among themselves in the Middle East, never get through fighting, have wars for centuries and thousands of years on end. They just won't ever quit fighting, so whenever they get on the phone, they'll just say what they want to do without quitting stopping it. So that's all I have to say.
Without quitting stopping it.
Yeah, that's
Mark,
Southern English.
I'm sorry you don't know what you're talking about, but that's okay.
I'm letting you go. I don't have to listen to you.
When I started in this world, I started out selling shoes. Is he there?
He's gone. He hung up.
See this? Look at this bastard. You know, he
you know, I get it about, but what did you want to say something about the guy?
Well, never thought of this big...
pig bastard, and I'm supposed to think that that's all cool.
This guy, is that good for you?
Yeah, there you go.
This guy goes, he wants to say this, that, and I don't get to say. I don't get to say. That's
You've been getting to say all hour here, Mr. Finneen. And so far what I've heard is that the New Orleans Saints have won because of Barack Obama, and that anybody that overeats at a Super Bowl party is a pig.
No, I said, does that mean I'm not going to be their friend? Phil, if I go to a Super Bowl party and I see you and you shovel it in like there's no end, you know, I would sit there and laugh at my friend Phil. I'd slap my hand on my knee and I'd go, look at that foul pig, you know?
Gee, thanks a lot.
What a baby. You know, Todd says you're a big baby.
Todd, I don't know. He's what, six?
He'll be six in April.
Okay, great. John Murtha is dead. Sarah Palin might as well be. No, she got caught with her Notegate, something on her hand. Who knows? And Chris Norton, still to come. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What do you think of him? Todd says that it
we're off the air.
Phil Hendry.
Damn.